After them gems on the phone line, we got City Councilman Ronald Jenkins, but also businessman. So I just can't put you in the box. You know, the Lake Hawks boss, Ronald Jenkins. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself, man?
Doing good. Doing good. So I wanted to ask you, I know you got some events coming up at your center. Can you tell us about a couple of events that's happening? I know some this week and some next week.
Okay, yeah. So on tomorrow, we're having our community event that's dealing with our youth. So we got gaming night. So with that PA, we're going to have teams coming in. They're going to be competing against other people. So from 5 to 9 p.m., we're going to also have Xbox games, PlayStation games, card games, checkers, chess, Uno, all those things, different sections, and also have opportunities where our youth are being mentored to and being taught to throughout the night. So good opportunity for young people to come out and have a good time and give back, and we're able to give back.
Wow. Now, what's the cost? What's the cost for this?
This is free, man. This is us giving back to our community.
Man.
We don't charge our youth, man. What we're trying to do is have a safe haven for our kids to go and be able to have fun, enjoy themselves without having to be looking over their shoulders.
Right, right. I read the flyer. We've been talking about it, man, but this, I'm glad to know that it's free. Do they need to call?
Yep.
I see a number down there. Can they just pull up at 5 o'clock?
Well, they can. They can. I mean, what we're trying to do is trying to just get an idea of how many people we're going to have. Because this is the first day for this event. We ran it just a brief section of it a week ago, and it went pretty good. We had a mentoring day, but this is the first time that we're actually going to be running it in a tournament style. So we're trying just to get an idea how it's going to go. So we're going to have some bumps and bruises tomorrow, but our young people are going to have fun, and we're going to be learning all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of game? You got the PlayStation over there? What other games you have?
Man, we got Xbox. We got the Xbox game. We got two PlayStations set up. We got the Xbox set up. And like I said, we got all types of card games, puzzles. I mean, you name it. Painting. Joy Williams will be around. We still have opportunity to teach kids different things about painting techniques. Everything, man. It's just a game night where we can just do something with our youth.
That is so dope, man. Wow, man. Getting chills. How many kids can you handle?
Right now, I'm looking at, man, we can probably handle up to 50 kids at least at any given time, if not more, because we have, like I said, we have games. We have different things that kids can do. You know, a lot of different, like I say, checkers, Uno, Connect Four. I mean, we have a lot of games. The key and I guess the star attraction to everybody, it will be the accessibility to playing, be in the Xbox and PlayStation tournaments.
Okay, and that tournament.
But we do have three different setups for that.
Oh wow, three different. So you got three different games going on.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, that is amazing, and it's all free.
Yeah, it's all free, man. That's what it's about.
Oh, my God. Who are some of the people who are helping you out?
So we got myself. We got Joy Williams, G.V. Robinson, Cedric Scott, Janet Robinson, Katrice Robinson. Shoot, man, we go down Andy. Man, we go down the list, man. We got people like Dana Bryan who is still helping to make sure that we can do stuff like this, man.
Wow.
Behind the scenes. You go down the line. I mean, we got our administrative team that's stepping up, that's just making sure. I mean, I was proud to have my son, Ronald Jr., you know, he helping out with a couple of his friends. They know the gaming systems. They know all the lingo with it. So they're helping out so that when we get ready to do something for young adults, we'll already have it already set up for young adults as well.
Wow, that is awesome, man. That is awesome. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock p.m., tomorrow being Friday, April the 19th, over at the Lake Hawks Connect Project. Now, what's the address there?
Okay, so Lake Hawks Community Center is 95 West Broadway. is right across the street from Kareem's. So it's literally right across the street from the restaurant. So we try to coordinate with her. So we have activities. She got the food. So we got a lot of things trying to communicate and trying to collaborate together.
Right. So what else do you have coming up?
So now then the following week, we got our mental health awareness event that we're going to be having coming up. So our Lakehawk Connect project. We're going to be dealing with our mental health. That's going to be on Thursday, April 25th. And that's going to be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And so we're going to be dealing with youth cannabis, mediation and restorative services. So we're going to have Officer Chris Birch and Muskegon Heights Police Department Community Resource Officer going to be a part. Angela Smith from Health West will be there. And then, like I said, our very own mental health stigma and effects on the family, Cedric Scott, he'll be there as well. So we just got we got four different people that'll be there doing different things for that particular night. But it's just bring awareness, man, and bringing information back to our community and giving it to our community.
So you mentioned cannabis. Give us the topic again.
So with that one, it's going to be the youth cannabis, Ari Jacobs from Mediation and Restorative Services.
Okay.
They're going to be talking about that. So in other words, PA, so what parents don't know, and I learned this, I did not know all the different hiding places. I didn't know all the utensils, all the things that kids have, that they take to school, different areas and things, how they can hide it, how they can use it. I didn't know that it was so much stuff, man, that's right there before your eyes, and you would never know until you become aware and you're starting to look at it. I mean, like a Coca-Cola can, a water bottle, a keychain, just a hairbrush, toothpick, all these things, it don't seem like it's anything. But when you open it, there are secret compartments in these things. You can open it, and these young people are storing their drugs and stuff inside these things, and you would never know that that's what it is. But soon, so we're trying to get parents to be aware of these types of things as well. So, your kid may have a brush sitting up on the table, up on her desk, or she may have a Coca-Cola can sitting up on that. You may not even know, but when you start, you can open it, and you'll be surprised at what's on the inside of it.
Uh-oh. So y'all giving out the secrets.
These young people can go right to Amazon and order all this stuff.
You're giving out the secrets tomorrow, next week.
Man, listen, I want to make sure parents are aware as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, youth, they already know about these things. But the question is, are our parents aware of it? Do they know these things?
Wow. You're doing a lot in the community. Recently, you had an expungement clinic, uh-huh. And I know some people who are directly impacted who have gotten their paperwork telling them they're on their way to get their files expunged because of what you did. I just want to tell you that.
Man, listen, we're blessed, PA. Like I said, the things that we're able to do. Connected with Janet Robinson, the city of Muskegon, and different organization, Muskegon Health Equity. We're connected with some good people that are opening up and helping us open to make opportunities for people. So with the Muskegon Health Equity Council, we're able to do some things. And, I'm just excited. I'm glad that we're able to give back to our community, and our people can benefit from it, because for a long time, we wasn't aware of these things. And working with the Michigan State Police Department, being able to help people get their criminal records expunged, that they can start a new living and be able to do things that the average person do, it's amazing. And when they do come in there, PA, and they get that paperwork and they sign off on that paperwork, get their fingerprints and stuff done. I mean, it's rewarding to see the faces, like you said, knowing that they're on their way to making a better them.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, man. I thank God is blessing you. Let's move over real quickly. How's things going at City Hall? Are we moving in a positive direction?
Well, man, listen, we have a lot of adjustments that still have to be made. You know, I'm glad that you asked me that. You know, I'm just one of the ones that don't mind to be outspoken and say that we can't continue to go on with the status quo. We have our processes. We have, you know, our processes need to be changed. We have our protocols. I mean, everybody have rules they need to follow. And a lot of people don't understand why I say this. When I'm sitting up at the council, I mean, you know, we want to get rules out to everybody else, but then we don't want to follow rules. That's not good. We need to have guidelines just like everybody else need to have guidelines. I've never seen organizations or anything that is able to function the way that they want to function without having anything to guide them. And right now, I mean, unfortunately, we don't.
You don't.
As far as they say, anyway, we don't have anything that guide us.
So the council don't go by the Roberts rules?
Well, we just recently adopted Roberts rules. We just recently adopted that. However, you know, our charter is still so far outdated that even there, we're still having disagreements as to what goes on here, what goes on there. We know that Roberts rules of order do not supersede our charter. It just adds to what our charter does not specifically states. But we've just had a previous incident to where we enacted Robert's Rules of Order when our charter specifically states this. So, you know, it's just that back and forth that until we can come together and have some guidelines and some rules that we follow, then I think we'll be on the right path. I mean, we're looking now for a new city manager. But you know, at the end of the day, we need to get our stuff together before we try to bring somebody else in.
Did you guys get some good candidates?
Man, I think there is a candidate that I'm excited about. I think out of the four that we did interview, we're bringing three of them back for a second interview. So you know, we're encouraged by that. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're going to see which way it goes.
Question
for you. We know that we got to have a good leader. We got to have a someone that can continue to lead us and take us in the direction. But at the same time, I'm excited with what Burns is doing for it. I'm also excited to know that he is putting us on the platform, that the grants and everything that we have in place and the collaboration that we have with different municipalities and government bodies. He's been following through on that and making sure that our grants are going through and being rewarded the way that they should. So I'm excited about that. So we're just in that transition period where, you know, we just got to figure out as a city what direction we're going in.
Question for you, and I haven't been able to talk to anybody on council about this. You guys haven't even thought about keeping Melvin Barnes there longer?
Well, PA, thank you for asking. Yes. Many of us are encouraged to keep him there. Many of us would rather keep him there and have him there. And he's willing to stay as long as we need him. But I think we're trying to move somewhat faster than what we should and what we need. But again, you know, whatever the council determines or whatever the majority of the council leads to, that's the direction that we got to go. We just got to make it work. There have been conversations, but is everyone willing to ask him that question and to solidify him and keep him here? That's something that I guess we gotta wait on to see how the second round of interview is going to go.
Well, you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. We ran business, and I think you got some other people that don't know about business. It is hard to find good workers who toe the line, 10 toes down, do what you ask to do and deliver the goods on a management level. When you find someone that is delivering, do you allow them to just walk out the door? I mean, it's just, I haven't talked to everybody, so maybe the sentiments is that everybody feels the same, but just nobody wants to say it.
From a business standpoint, PA, you're speaking my language.
I mean, it's hard to find a talent that's going to be loyal, because you can bring in another person who might be just as good as Melvin, maybe not as good because Melvin's been doing this for a while, But what is their great potential? Are they going to be there 10 years, 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, or 1 year?
And that was the question. Longevity. That was one of the questions in the interviews. And that's what we're looking for. You know, some looking for longevity, some looking for experience right now. So as a council, we got to come together and figure out what exactly do we need right now that's going to have a significant impact right now.
Man, you guys,
we have had conversations where some wanted to do, we're focused on long-term goals, and some is looking to say, okay, well, what we need is an experienced person to come in right now. And my thing is that from a business standpoint, we have someone right now that's doing everything that we need to be done. Now what we need to do is structure that and put a little bit more accountability, put a little bit more fine-tuning to it, and then we can find out, you know, where the other places where we need to mature and put dominant people in these positions. So we got a lot to look forward to here in the near future. We got a lot of positive things happening in the city, but we got to make some tough decisions. And, you know, we can't make friendly decisions right now. And, you know, as much as people keep saying, PA, you said it, I'm a business person. At the end of the day, I'm not making a decision based on my friendship because I haven't shaken any hands or taken any bribes. So I don't look at it like that. When I'm up there speaking and talking, I'm looking at what's in the best interest of the city.
I got a question for you.
Burns is doing an awesome job.
Do everybody else feel that same way? Is five other people up there? Do they all feel that Melvin Barnes is doing good?
I wish I could speak for everyone. I can't.
Do you?
There are some that do say. I think everybody is pleased.
Okay.
With the work that Burns is doing.
That's enough.
Do we all acknowledge that and really accept that? I don't think that we all acknowledge it. I think we, as a people sometime, and you know what I'm going to say when I say this, I think when we have our own homegrown people, a lot of times they're not respected in hometown
because we take for granted who we are
and what we previously did or whatever the case is. You know, they see us from who they see us every day. But we have someone that is well qualified in Melvin Burns. But we don't acknowledge that as a total group. No,
and we don't know if Melvin would take it. So we guess we got to ask that too. But it just didn't make any sense to look outside if you got some good talent inside.
Uh-huh.
We've been successful at this radio station not because we brought somebody in from bigger cities. We could have done that. I had a lot of people who applied for applications from big cities who wanted to come to Muskegon, be a program director, be on radio. We groomed from the inside, and it gave us stability that our staff turnover rate is very, very low. Now, we're not a big city. We're not running a government operation like you guys have done, but I do know business. Same in the operation down in Florida, same in Tanzania. You don't let good talent – you hate to see good talent walk out the door. But anyway, thank you, man.
That's true. We need stability right now. Stability
matters in business world. It matters in stocks. It matters in investments. It matters in relationships. It matters, man. Stability matters.
And it should matter. And it should matter in Muskegon Heights, right?
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much, man. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to the mayor. She's definitely open to coming on radio. And I haven't talked to her. And hopefully y'all have the same sentiments, man. I'm praying for you guys up there, Muskegon Heights. Man, I'm happy to see.
Yeah, keep us in prayer, man.
Broadway's getting good.
We need it. We need the positive vibes. And be willing to have positive change, man. That's all I keep saying. Be willing to have positive change.
All right, brother. Well, good luck tomorrow. Game day for the kids. 95
with
Broadway.
All right, thanks, PA. Appreciate it.
God bless you, man. Take care. And thank you for the donation to the Kids Free Trip to Africa program. Very first man, person
no
to make
problem,
a donation.
Man. Hey, you don't have to say nothing about that, man. We do. You know how I am. I try to do what we can when we can do it. So that's all I can say.
Year. Appreciate you. God bless you, man. Talk to you later.
Bless you, man. All right.
Bye. All right, that was Ronald Jenkins, city commissioner, city council person for the city of Muskegon Heights, doing an excellent job with his nonprofit outreaching to the kids. So if you're saying kids don't have anything to do, he can accommodate at least 50 kids at the Lake Halts Connect Project hall there. And it is beautiful inside there. He got people like Joey Williams there, psychologist Cedric Scott, his beautiful wife. You got Dana Bryant. You got business people there. I might pull up tomorrow, and I don't even qualify, but I might pull up tomorrow just so I could be around these kids and be around these other good people from our community. All right. Coming up inside the 5 o'clock hour, Ashley Kay. We got her coming up along with Kenny Montana. Keep it here. It's After the Jams.